Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadendhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review. Ski Mask the Slump God, Sin City the Mixtape. Never heard of this guy. Ken recommended him, so I am going to give you a little bit of a bio. And it's an interesting bio, Ken. He was born April 18th, 1996. Government name is Stokely Clevon Goulburn. American rapper and songwriter, initially rose to prominence alongside late rapper XXXTentacion and their collective members only. In 2017, he released the singles Catch Me Outside and Baby White, both of which were featured on his mixtape You Will Regret back in 2017, which was certified gold by the RIAA. So that's surprise number one. Wait till you hear this. His mixtape, Beware of Book of Eli, was released in May 2018 and peaked at number 50 on the Billboard 200 chart. His debut album, Stokely, back in 2018, peaked at number 6 on the U.S. Billboard 200. Never heard of this guy. And he has a top 50 Billboard and a top 6 Billboard?
That's because he's sleeping.
I guess I am, Ken. So how was you put onto this guy?
I don't know.
Just random up.
Yeah, the first one you mentioned, what is it?
Which one? Book of Eli?
You Will Regret.
Uh-huh.
That ended up in my library. And XXXTentacion was on it, and I played it, and Ski Mask is very hit or miss to me.
Okay.
But he had off that project like 3 or 4 songs that I liked, and I was surprised that I liked them. Very hot energy, that rapid flow that he has, is what caught me. The beats were banging, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And I think you get a lot on this one too, but you also get like the creativity that he has as well, with I think Lost in Time was with him singing, and you know, he was also doing some other stuff on this. And that stuff I really don't, I'm not that much of a fan of. But I like when he does that super rapid flow, like on the intro track and Fire Hazard, and I think it was another one.
The Matrix.
The Matrix that I really, really, you know, enjoyed as songs. All the other stuff, like I said, is cool. It's not necessarily for me, but I know that younger crowd that fucks with that Juice WRLD shit, that SS, that's probably right in their wheelhouse.
But this I don't know if X and Juice WRLD and some of those other guys are as abrasive as this particular project.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't, you know, this is my intro to Ski Mask, so I don't know, you know, if this is his typical lane or this is just something he decided to do. But I know this. This is very excuse me, shit, what the fuck? This is very experimental,
mm-hmm.
Very abrasive, very loud. Because that intro track, Dr. Seuss, I was okay. This nigga was yelling at me, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't even really trying to rap. Like, he was screaming. And I appreciate the creativity. Then it gets down to Admit It and Matrix, and he's starting this rapid fire flow shit. And I'm like, whoa, okay. So there's a lot of skill here. Because you can't just rap fast and actually be saying some shit and you're not skillful. He got some skill. So I'm walking away from this project, Ken, very, I don't know, because it is just not what I expected. So I'm a little bit blown away in a good way. I don't know. He got something. He got. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is the lane that he's always in, but he definitely got something. I want to go back and listen to these Billboard charting projects. Oh, also, this is my fault as being the host. We also got Shelton J on this. I forgot it's not an R&B joint, so you know what I'm saying. He's here, y'all. He's here, Shelton J. But Shelton, how did you feel about this joint?
I was the same way. I was taken aback when it started. I wasn't too pleased with how long it took for those records to come in. It was killing me. Like, I'm like, okay, is this an instrumental? Or what is it? Like, what was
I did on? Think it was an instrumental.
Yeah, I thought it was techno at that. I was kind of like, it's a little different. But I was pleasantly surprised. I thought everything was cool up until The Matrix, and that's when he took me. I liked The Matrix. That record really turned it for me, for him. And I like the singing in Lost in Time, but it doesn't fit with what's going on. Yeah. It was just kind of like something that they just put it in.
Yeah.
And what was crazy, and the positive thing for me about him, it can be negative as well, is the fact that I thought it was more than one person. It seemed like a different, because he was doing so much different stuff. You know, that's cool, but a lot of times, it's like you said, you don't know how to take him because he came so many different ways. Like, which one is you?
Yeah.
So yeah. You got to kind of pick a lane and kind of, you can branch off from that, but you got to start with one and go. But like you said, it's worth going back and listening to the other stuff, because he had a couple good records. I love Fire Hazard too.
Yeah.
So he had a couple good records that made me want to go back and hear more.
He does. And I want to kind of piggyback off of what you were saying about Lost in Time. It does not fit, but I think it was needed though. Like, because it was so loud and abrasive that he had to kind of bring it down a little bit toward the end. You know what I'm saying? And he did that. And it started with Lost in Time. Fire Hazard was, you know, he brought it back a little bit. But then Mental Magneto, he you know, it was virtually a cappella. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of brought you down off of the high and all of the energy and all of the, you know, like this is anxiety-inducing music. You say like this shit'll have you on your motherfucking edge, like because I wasn't ready for this shit, so it had me like, whoa, what is this, like what, like some shit about to pop out from the goddamn closet or something, you know? So it was good, Ken, but for it to be random, like this is out there a little bit.
No, it is, man. It's like, you know, one of the questions we had on the super chat was guilty pleasures. He would kind of fit in that, because probably people listen like, you're listening to Ski Master Slump God? What? They would be surprised by that.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I listen to everything at least once. That's kind of always been my thing. Whether I like it is completely different, but I listen to something at least once. And yeah, like I said, he has some...
You never seen that?
No, I didn't see that commercial. But but yeah, we had a but nah. He definitely has some. He like I say, he's always hit or miss for me. And he was that on this project. But he's a very interesting character to me, and I like that about him.
Yeah. You can't copy this.
No, you can't.
You can't copy this. This man is definitely unique. I fuck with it, Ken. I fuck with it. It's definitely different enough, and I think it was no whole bar, right? Like he was like, rules? What fucking rules? I'm gonna just make music, nigga. I feel like screaming right now, so that's what the fuck I'm about to do. And you know, he was very unapologetic about it, so I fuck with that. I fuck with people that push boundaries. I like it. I think the consensus is we overall appreciate this type of music and what Ski Mask did on this joint. This is a very short EP. It's 9 songs, 18 minutes. I will refrain from giving my favorites, since this is really off of one listen. But Ken, do you have any favorites that you want to tell me?
No, I think you know, since it's just one listen, I think we're good. We just, right. I mean, you know, we talked about some of our favorite tracks.
So. What about you, Shelton? Did you want to highlight any?
The Matrix is my one.
That's what's up. Well, look, guys, again, thank you for the support. We appreciate it. We're doing almost 1,000 downloads a day. That's because of you. So all we ask is to help us to continue to grow organically. Share this podcast review with at least one other person, whether that be friend, family, coworker, acquaintance. Type in a random phone number. Send them the podcast review. We'd appreciate it. Also, if you would like additional content outside of the audio, if you would like video, definitely join our Patreon for $1. You get a lot. Like I like to say, influence the influencers. When you go over there, if you decide to join at the nomination level, you'll be able to influence us. Also, that dollar goes a long way. It's more than just DE365 video content. Go over there. All the details are at Patreon. Again, I can promise you guys, tomorrow, I love you, tomorrow, we'll have another review. I promise. We out. Peace.
Peace.